I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's so much to talk about in these next 25 minutes of the show. Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Rob, I have a quick question to ask of you, and then I'll go into a spiel about who knows what. I'm going to see Lil Wayne tonight. You like Lil Wayne? When you think of Lil Wayne, what's the song that comes to your mind? You seem like a lollipop individual. Like, we were in college when this came out.
I feel like lollipop is an offensive answer because that's what the most generic answer is.
I'm just asking. You just seem like you like lollipop.
The answer is
a Millie or something. I don't know.
A Millie would have been on the list. Definitely Mrs. Officer.
What? Let me get this straight. You were offended that I said you like lollipop.
And then
you named the second most popular yeah. song off the album. Okay. All right. My bad. I apologize.
By Lil Wayne's in town tonight?
He is. Yeah, he is.
There was like a time in that was a huge deal. Now it's
not a huge deal anymore.
It's not a huge deal.
He's coming to Kansas on Tuesday in August. No, I will be there today.
I don't even know where. Is it T-Mobile?
Yeah. You will be there. You want to go?
So it's a bigger deal than I thought.
You want to see
him and Tyga? All I know about Tyga used to have a song I used to know. What was the one like in 2010?
He has a bunch.
Doesn't matter. Didn't he date one of the Kardashians?
Yes.
That's how I know Tyga. Rack City. He did Rack City.
He did do Rack City.
Oh, but you didn't know.
Look, I didn't know that.
Okay,
just ask. That's why I'm asking. That's why I wanted to kick off the 5 o'clock hour. I just wanted to ask you if you knew a little bit about Lil Wayne. I was curious. I remember last year you were very mad that he didn't get the Super Bowl opportunity. So I figured you would be going today. I figured that you would be there. All right, we have a lot of things to get into. There's no more time for joking in the show. Let's start with story number one. I want to tell you the story about a man who didn't give up. I want to tell you the story about a man who set his eyes on a prize and did not stop until the goal was reached. I want to tell you the story about a man named Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce went to a concert. Little did he know that that concert was about to change his life.
If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Your number is in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one. She doesn't meet anybody, or at least she didn't want to meet me, so I took it personal.
She probably just hasn't gotten over the Super Bowl yet. She's a big Eagles fan. Maybe she just made something up and just didn't want to talk to you.
Damn it.
That was Travis Kelce, not knowing that that little comment that was said was about to change his life. Just think about this. You're a popular NFL player, but maybe Taylor Swift wasn't really checking for you, didn't really know too much about you. But you know what? One of her friends sends this to her phone, and she starts giggling with her friends. You know how the ladies act. He's kind of cute. All of a sudden, she thinks you're kind of funny. I mean, you got two very important bags checked. You're cute and you're a little funny. All right, you know what? Now she's giving you an opportunity. You never thought you would be here. Next thing you know, you're on a date with the most famous woman in America. Fast forward. Now she's coming to your games. Not just one game. She went to multiple games. I admit, I'm one of the people that thought their relationship was fake in the very beginning. I thought it was a rollout for a movie. I thought it was a rollout for the tour. I thought it was all fake. And then she was here on a Thursday night football game to watch the Chiefs play the Broncos. You gotta be in love if you were watching Russell Wilson play quarterback for the Denver Broncos against the Chiefs on a Thursday night game. That's when I knew it was real. And you know what? This all started with the man who shot his shot. That's the real message in all of this. Your queen, your wife, could just be one direct message away. Just one, hey, how's it going, could change your life. That was just a little offhand comment on a podcast. That comment just could have fell into the ether. It could have just evaporated. But you know what? You took a shot. You let Taylor Swift know, hey, I want to meet you. Now you're the subject of her group chats. The girls have been talking about you. Her homegirl, she suggested that you should go on a, that she should go on a date with you. And now you got a shot. Now you got to come through. You got to perform at a high level. If there's one thing we know about Travis Kelce, he always shows up when the stage is the biggest. Now that was his side of the story. Hey, I went to the Eras Tour. I don't even think he went with anybody. He was the third wheel for Travis and or for Brittany and Patrick. And little did you know, you showed up to that concert single and you left with the fiance.
Did you give the friendship bracelets or was that just on the podcast?
Like, I've never been, I've never seen.
Yeah,
the
they didn't leave the stadium because I was butthurt, Jason.
He threw a tantrum. He threw a man tantrum.
Get these out of here.
It's so funny.
My plan is ruined.
It was really more it was like the romantic gesture of it.
Fair enough.
Of the whole
thing. I had her at butthurt.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was like, I haven't heard that since seventh grade. That's a throwback. But it was also kind of like we live in this day and age where it's like the most romantic gesture that anybody makes towards a girl is usually like their picture, DM them, whatever. And that's absolutely a romantic gesture in itself. But this kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on a date with me? I made you a friendship bracelet. Do you want to date me?
Just come outside and meet me. Just meet me once. Just give me a chance.
So I was like, if this guy isn't crazy, which is a big if, but if he's not crazy, then like this is basically like every song I've ever written since I was a teenager come to life.
Sometimes it takes a little bit of crazy to change the world. I'm telling you, one day somebody had an idea of what if your cell phone had no buttons? That was a wild idea. You guys remember what cell phones were like back then? Rob, you remember T9 texting back in the day? Thumbs going to overdrive. One day somebody had the idea, what if your phone didn't have any buttons? What if you could combine your iPod and your camera and your phone into one device? No, you can't do that. Change the world. There was a time where people didn't think that we would play video games in our house. They thought it was dead. And you know what? Nintendo said that's not true. And they created Mario. I'm here telling you that Travis Kelce is one of those individuals, a man who refused to accept no, a man who overcame the obstacles, a man who rose above it. And now he is engaged to be married to the most famous human being on earth. Congratulations, Travis. I'm here to tell you that I'm pulling for you. I'm here to tell you that the drive is pulling for you and your family and now your fiance. Now, Rob, let me ask you this and we'll move on. How do you think they're handling this? Do you think she's going hyphen? Is this going to be like Beyonce Knowles Carter? Is she now going to be Travis Swift Kelce? I'm telling you this. If I was Travis, I'd be open to changing my last name. If that's what I got to do to make you happy, babe, that's what I'll do. I'll be Travis Swift if that's what you need me to be. I mean, you're the breadwinner. I'm cool with doing that if that makes you happy. I think she's going hyphen. I think at some point next year, we're going to start calling her. She's going to be Travis Swift Kelce, just like Beyonce Knowles Carter.
I think you're right. I think they are she is, excuse me, going to be hyphenated. But, and I was talking to people in the office about this, it's also possible that she could keep Taylor Swift as a stage name and then behind the scenes, like on her ID, like when she has to, I guess she'll never fly, you know, regular again. But if she ever gets pulled over for whatever reason, her, you know, government issued license might say Taylor Kelce, but on stage, she will always be Taylor Swift. She has that ability because she has built a persona. So I do think hyphen is coming, but it wouldn't shock me if the real answer is one thing, but the answer we know is the other thing.
Good luck for them. That's it. That's all I have. I just have good luck for them. I hope a long, happy marriage and life. I hope that we get baby Kelce at some point. I just want those two people to be happy, and I imagine a lot of you also want that as well. Let's get to the Kansas City Chiefs. I have two thoughts about the 53-man roster that we are still waiting for. For the most part, it doesn't matter. Now, I know some of you are really excited about the 53-man roster, and I would say one of the great things about the NFL is somehow they have got the American public to really care about things that don't matter. The American public watches preseason football. They are paying you to watch them practice, and people get really, really into it. Like, people get excited about the Hall of Fame game. Their ability to do that, no other company in America has that kind of hold over the rest of us, that you are paying to watch football practice and really excited about it. Also, the 53-man roster, they found a way to get you really excited about the 49th guy on the roster, where if that guy gets into the game or is a major contributor, something either went incredibly right or something went terribly wrong. So I'm not big on the 53-man roster, especially not for a team like Kansas City that has such little turnover. You know how on Sunday Night Football, when they name the starters and they like Patrick Mahomes, Texas Tech University. Right now, if I handed you a sheet of paper and I said, for their Friday game, because I believe that game, oh, it's on NBC's broadcast. I don't know who it is. When they do their starting lineups, you'll be able to get the 22 people. Like, you'll be able to know. And that's all that really matters when it comes to the Chiefs. So that's number one. The only thing that I am looking forward to is, did Elijah Mitchell make the team? You guys know I've been beating the drum for running back. I wanted the Chiefs to do more at running back. I know you guys tell me that they never run the football, but running the football is kind of important. I want them to do something at running back. I think it is very clear that Elijah Mitchell, if an injury happens, knock on wood, I don't think that Elijah Mitchell is a guy that can really shoulder the load and get the necessary carries for you. Finding that individual is important to me. So I'm really going to keep an eye on, is Elijah Mitchell making the team? Because if they're cutting him, I think that means that they are going to make a move at running back. Whether they're picking up somebody that just hit waivers, or they're going to make a trade where they just do a pick swap. We'll take your sixth, you take our fifth, we'll do a pick swap, and we end up doing that. But I'm keeping an eye on running back. That's one of the few positions that still feel like they're up for grabs. Outside of that, there's nothing else up for grabs on this team. Again, you know the roster. You know everybody that's making this team. I think that Robert Tonyan is making the team. I guess Joshua Williams could end up being cut. If we're looking at in that cornerback room, could they get rid of somebody that you've heard of before? But for the most part, I don't think that many of their cuts are going to surprise you a whole lot. Another thing that I noticed with the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is amazing to me. It is amazing to me how many players that the Chiefs have gotten major contributions from that have tried to leave the nest, so to speak, and they don't work anywhere else. Mecole Hardman has left the Chiefs two separate times. He could not get on the field with the Jets. He just got cut by the Green Bay Packers. We think that Mecole Hardman could be their punt returner right now. We think he could be their kick returner right now. He caught the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl, the last one that they won. He has not worked anywhere else. Tano Passanio, you guys remember that name? Tano Passanio got cut earlier today. Now, he didn't really work in Kansas City, but you get the point that I'm making. Things ain't really gone good for him since he left. MVS got cut earlier today. Remember MVS made a big catch in the AFC Championship game? Yes, got released today. He's looking for a job. He could be on a team's practice squad coming up in a couple of days. Clyde Edwards-Helaire got cut today by the New Orleans Saints. A lot of players that you have heard of that have helped the Chiefs win games, they have recently been released.
And they have only worked in their entire NFL career in one place. That's the Chiefs.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's remarkable to me. That's not the way that usually goes. Sometimes when you lose a guy that goes somewhere else and they maybe find themselves, they find success. And the Chiefs have had those kind of guys. Mitch Morse, he was a good player here, just couldn't stay healthy. He went somewhere else. He's had a good career in Buffalo. Charvarius Ward, I don't really think they were going to pay him. San Francisco ended up paying him. He ended up being a Pro Bowl caliber player. So I don't want to make it seem like every player that they have decided to move on from has not worked out. But there aren't many players that the Chiefs have let go of in the last 5 years that you have thought to yourself, they really made a mistake. No, they have not made a mistake. And then even when you think they make a mistake, they just simply bring that person back. Juju left New England, didn't really work out in New England, came right back. Mecole Hardman went to the Jets, didn't really work out, came back, helped the Chiefs. There's just so many of these examples. Derek Nnadi was a free agent this offseason. He joined the New York Jets. He was not going to make the team for the Jets. He came back. Everybody in Kansas City is excited. That's a testament to the coach. That's a testament to the quarterback and the infrastructure that they've created as an organization. There's not a lot of teams that will put themselves in that category. Maybe Philadelphia and you. That's it. San Francisco, maybe. Like, there aren't many organizations that you could say, this player only works here. There's not many guys that I think would fit that criteria. Rob, let's spend a little bit of time talking about this. I am not here to kick dirt on the Royals. We're going to hand things off to the Royals here coming up in, 8 minutes? I'm not here to kick dirt on the Royals. I'm telling you that I know the Kansas City sports fan really well. I've spent my entire life being around you. I've spent my entire life listening to you, reading what you have to say. I think I know you guys really well. This is a really important week for keeping the Royals fan interest the rest of the way. I'm going to predict that they lose the series this weekend to the Tigers until proven otherwise. They don't win series against good teams. Yeah, every once in a while. I mean, they are 23-39 against teams that have a winning record right now. I'd suggest they're going to lose this weekend series to the Tigers. You cannot in a week, not with this few time left, not with football right around the corner, you cannot play how they played last night against the White Sox, lose a series to the White Sox, come back home on a holiday weekend, lose to the Tigers, and then still think you got Kansas City's interest. That ain't how it works. The Royals, they got to work for it. They got to fight for it a little bit differently than those other teams. It's too much about to happen. Think about next week. Next week, there is a stretch of first game of the NFL season, Chiefs game, first MUKU game since 2011. I'm telling you right now, the Royals can go from a team that people think can make the postseason to being not discussed in 4 days if it looks anything how it looked yesterday. I'm not here to kick dirt on the Royals.
I told you guys very clearly, you just got to figure out a way to win two of the three games against the White Sox. You don't have to win all three of them. It is now impossible for you to win all three of those games. They got two more games left in this series against the White Sox. You cannot lose. You can't. Not if you're talking about making the playoffs. Not if you're talking about keeping people's interest the rest of the way. And I'm not saying you got to quit watching them, but I would say right now the Royals have people kind of scoreboard watching. They're allowing you to dream a little bit. I've told you guys my vision for the Royals. All I want for the Royals to do is to be 2.5 or 3 games back when they play the Mariners coming up in 3 weeks. That's all I want from the Royals. If they can do that, we really got something. They just haven't had many series like that. Text line, maybe you guys know. I cannot think of a time where the Royals have been 2.5 games, 2 games back of the team that is directly ahead of them for a playoff spot, and they got a home series against them. I believe if that's the case, I believe you guys will show up. I'm here telling you, we will talk about it on the show. I know it's in the middle of football season. They ain't playing football on Tuesday when the Mariners come to town. We can talk about them then. But I know you guys move on from the Royals really, really quickly. At the first sign of a chance to jump off the bandwagon, you will jump off. That is what the Royals, they are always fighting that uphill battle. They need to win this series against the White Sox. They need to find a way to be close and competitive and possibly win this series. And if they are going into the start of football season and they're 2 games back, no, they will not be the top story next week. But they will still be relevant. They will still get their mention. They will still carve out a space. You can go from being incredibly relevant to nobody talking about you, especially if you're the Royals. You can do that real quick in this city.
And like you said, no, I mean, I'd like to win the series. I would like to sweep, but no one is asking the Royals, hey, be perfect to stay in, you know, the zeitgeist. What we're asking you to do is be 2.5, 3 back of the Mariners on September, whatever that is. Obviously, games against the White Sox are the easiest way to do that because the White Sox are bad. But hey, if you lose the White Sox series, it's not doom and gloom. The season's over. But you got to go steal one against a team we didn't anticipate. You got to go beat a Tigers this weekend. You got to beat a Blue Jays when they come to town. The goal for the team, at least you and I see it the same. The goal for the team is simple. Be 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5. Be within puncher's distance, striking distance of the Mariners when the Mariners are in town. Because I think Kansas City will show out for that series. Then there's 2 weeks left, and you're either a half game back or you're a half game up, and it will be an absolutely incredible time in Kansas City. You just can't be 5 back going into that series in a situation where even if you sweep, you're still chasing a couple games.
I'll get you out of here with this last and final thought. Today is a celebratory day for the Kelce family, the Swift family, Swifties, Chiefs Kingdom, everybody. Everybody's happy. I hope you guys know that that Instagram announcement was also Travis Kelce telling you that he is 100% retiring at the end of the season. I mean, we all know how this is going to play itself out, right? Like, I'm not pushing Travis out the door. I'm just simply looking at how the things line up. His contract expires at the end of this season. He is also, I'm assuming, planning on getting married at the end of this season. I don't think they're getting married in October. I think they're getting married like in May. I don't think that Travis Kelce during that period is going to be getting ready to play football. I don't. I really don't think that's going to happen. I think that Travis Kelce is going to play this season. I think that Taylor is here and at a bunch of games. This is their last season together as a football couple. I think she goes on tour next season, and I think that Travis is there for all of those shows. Like, she will be here for a majority of the Chiefs games. I'm sure she'll have some obligations. She's dropping an album, the most anticipated album of the year, so maybe she won't be at all 17 of the games. She'll be at like 12 or 13 of the games, and that's that. Today was also an announcement that Travis Kelce's retiring at the end of the year. They have a big press conference. He thanks us. He thanks the city. He thanks everybody. And he moves on with his life. They get married. They go on a great honeymoon. And Travis Kelce spends the first 6 months of their marriage supporting her on tour. I hope that you guys know that that is also what was announced today. I do not see a world in which Travis Kelce gets married in June and then is reporting to Chiefs training camp 7 weeks later. I do not see that happening next season. And we also know he ain't going to play for no other team in the National Football League either. I think today was a confirmation. This is the last season for Kelce in Kansas City. I had a lot of fun today. We are off early because of the Royals. Royals, go get a win today. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.